This lesson today is a continuation from my lesson yesterday entitled The Exiled Christ. In Matthew chapter 27, Jesus was standing before Pilate, and when the people had gathered together, Pilate asked them, "Whom should I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" The chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. With one voice they all cried, "Away with this man! Give us Barabbas!" Can you believe that? They said, "Away with this man!" They told Pilate that Jesus and his followers were enemies of the state. Not only has countries denied their God and exiled their Christ, but families, even in countries called Christians, have rejected the sweet Lord, and of their own volition and their own wickedness has driven from their doors the God they once served and adored. That faith which their ancestors had cherished as their most precious treasure, for which some had even given their lives, a faith which no human hand could deflect or eradicate, which was the food and drink of their soul. That faith is a stranger to some households in which lives precious souls without a thought of God or a hereafter. Men and women born to die without a thought of destiny, of reward, or punishment. You probably know of such homes over whom the doors are carved the invisible words, "Christ finds no place here." All the more pitiful, once the name of Christ was revered and pronounced with bowed heads. Personal prejudice, fostered by association with godless people, the gain of the mighty dollar, the comfort of luxury and pleasure, combined with their unbridled lust, have served to destroy faith in a future world, and in a God who rewards the good and punishes the wicked. Christ denied by countries, Christ refused entrance into the home, Christ as alien to individuals. The heart-rending condition of man or a woman in whose heart exists no love for Christ, and in their minds there's no thought of Him. Within the very circle of your own friends exist individuals who deny Christ, who actively or passively and exile Him from their lives. Men and women whose lives are one continuous act of living for this world alone, without belief in God or His Son. Our civilization requires that not only the physical and the intellectual, but also the moral and religious well-being of the people should be promoted. Take away religion from a people, and morality will soon follow. With morality gone, even their physical condition would before long degenerate into corruption, while their intellectual attainment would only serve as a light to guide them to greater depths of sin. When knowledge, good and bad, has increased, and men are caught up in the sudden development of events, lose their way in the melting pot of conflicting ideologies. There must be a voice of authority, a light in the thick fog to direct the course to safety. With Christ exiled and faith impeached, the superficial usurps the supernatural, and men grow blind between the glare of material knowledge and the gloom of spiritual doubt. And for them, they can be neither law, nor order, nor love, because God has become a stranger. Reason desires to be the only force in human progress. The forgetfulness of the supernatural leads individuals to egotism, which leads to anarchy and to destruction. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.